From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is confident lawmakers will eventually approve a controversial tax cut package. NPR's Scott Horsley reports assurances comes despite strong resistance from Democrats in the House.
House Democrats say they won't consider the deal in its current form, which includes a two-year extension in tax cuts for the richest Americans. But in an interview with NPR, President Obama says he thinks lawmakers will come around in order to preserve tax cuts for everyone else.
Here's what I'm confident about, that nobody, Democrat or Republican, wants to see people's paychecks smaller on January 1st because Congress didn't act.
Mr. Obama says he expects further discussions between the House and Senate, but adds the final product is likely to follow the outlines of the deal he struck with congressional Republicans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The complete interview with President Obama can be heard on tomorrow's Morning Edition. The effort by Congress to repeal the ban on troops serving openly in the military has fallen to defeat. Senate Republicans, by a 57-40 vote, opting not to move forward on the measure with a procedural vote on repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It fell short of the goal of advancing. Speaking after today's vote, independent Joe Lieberman says basically thinks what happened was the process trumped what's right. He said that does not mean those who favor repeal are giving up, though.
We're in an effort to try to undo what we think is an injustice that is inconsistent with American values because it doesn't judge people based on how they do the job, in this case in the military, but by who they are, in this case their sexual orientation.
The 1993 law bans gay troops from publicly acknowledging their sexual orientation while serving. A repeal provision was included as part of a broader bill passed last spring in the House. New claims for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell more than analysts expected last week, down by 17,000. Danielle Carson reports the decline tells analysts businesses are cutting fewer jobs.
Applications for jobless claims have fallen steadily in the past 2 months, dropping to 421,000. Last week, the lowest since August of 2008. Wells Fargo economist Tim Quinlan considers the trend an encouraging sign that businesses are slowly starting to beef up their workforce.
As we get closer to 400, we can begin to expect to see positive non-farm payroll numbers coming in on a monthly basis. This is a number that means you could start to see businesses starting to add to payrolls in the near future.
But the labor market is still, as one economist put it, in a world of hurt. Employers added a paltry 39,000 jobs last month. Claims for unemployment benefits have to drop below 400,000 for job growth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Computer maker Dell says it is acquiring data storage provider Compellent Technologies in a deal valued at $876 million. The acquisition marks the latest in what have been a string of such deals involving data storage companies. Mixed close for Wall Street. The Dow was down 2 points. However, the Nasdaq closed up 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. 8% of American adults use Twitter. It's the first ever survey done exclusively on Twitter use by the Pew Research Center. NPR's Zoe Chase reports on the microblogging habits of the more than 24 million American Twitter users.
First, the good news, for Twitter enthusiasts anyway. Twitter users are young. 18 to 34-year-olds are the highest user group. Also, Black and Latino internet users are twice as likely as whites to tweet. This is unsurprising, as Blacks and Latinos use cell phones far more robustly than whites, as other Pew studies have pointed out. The bad news for Twitter? According to Sismos, a market research company, 71% of tweets go unread. If a tree tweets in the forest, is anyone retweeting? Probably not, because only 6% of tweets are actually retweeted. On Twitter, the reaction was generally euphoric, though user Groves Feeds tweeted this reminder. There's a whole internet outside of Twitter, so don't forget it. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Guitar legend B.B. King among those on hand today at the Ellipse near the White House for the annual lighting of the National Christmas Tree, a 40-foot-high Colorado blue spruce. President Obama, First Lady Michelle, and daughter Sasha and Malia were also on hand as the president, with a flip of a switch, turned on the lights.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tradition of the national tree dates back to 1923, when President Calvin Coolidge presided over the first tree lighting. Oil prices ended the session modestly higher. The price of crude was up 9 cents a barrel today to close at $88.37 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR